Duane Thames joining you once again on the front porch this afternoon. Our guest is Jessica Ebert from Tescott, Kansas. Jessica, actually a part-time, full-time, sort of time employee for KFRM. Kind of depends on how many hours in the day she has to work that week, but we'll get to some of that later on the program. Jess, give us a little background, where you grew up and what you were involved in as a kid.
Absolutely. So Tescott, Kansas is northwest of Salina, a little bitty town. Grew up on a farm and ranch, diversified crop, dryland farmer there. My mom and dad were both from the area. Dad's family is still around there, and my mom's family is from Glendale, Kansas. So born and raised as going to be an ag producer and ag production somehow, whether I worked in the industry or did it myself. So went to Tescott grade school, Tescott high school, and graduated from there. So
I know the size of the Tescott school system, so I suspect you were probably involved in, about everything just to make it happen for the school.
Yes, absolutely. I started playing sports at a young age, softball, and then went into basketball, volleyball, did track, did it all. We didn't have FFA back then, but I was involved in 4-H, so I started showing at a young age as well.
So 4-H program, favorite project?
I was the dairy showman of our county. So
atta girl. Not everybody can say that.
Right, yes.
So did your folks have a dairy?
We did. We just milked a few, you know, six or seven for twins and for mom's extra project on the farm for extra income. She would have bottle babies as well. But we had a small dairy for us, for our own milk.
All right. So did you milk by hand or did you have a machine?
Both. Started on a machine later when I was graduating because mom knew she had to think of a succession plan of milking cows. But started on the little one stool and learned how to milk and fall off and get kicked and not kick the bucket of milk over at the same time.
And I suspect nobody could out thumb wrestle you in your class.
Probably not. Never did try.
That's my claim to fame. We had two Guernsey cows when I was a kid and yeah, I was a thumb wrestling machine because milking cows by hand, you had strong hands.
Yes, very much so. Helped me in my sports.
There you go. You grab a hold of that basketball and not let go.
Yes.
So outside of that, 4-H sports and school, that's pretty much with living on a farm. I suspect you had plenty of chores to do, though, when you were a kid.
Absolutely. I was in charge of the chickens, so.
You had the chicken business, huh?
I did, yes. So
did you sell eggs?
We did, to the locals.
Okay. You sold them off the farm?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a kid, we had a creamery in town. We used to take cream into. We would milk the cows and separate it. We had a hand separate or a crank, and then later we got an electric separator. So did you guys do that or used all the milk on the farm?
We used it all ourselves or with my grandma to make our own butter and to do all of our cooking and stuff. But there used to be a Tescott cheese factory.
Ah.
But so I'd like to know if grandpa was still alive and my grandma was able to tell me stories if they ever sold stuff to them. Because we never did as a family. We just sold chicken eggs.
It's interesting. You bring up you had a cheese factory. We did, too, in Mound Ridge. We had a cheese factory. So evidently, that must have been something fairly common, even for a fairly small town, but in rural areas to have had that. It must have been lucrative for a time. I think, unfortunately, most of them went by the wayside with commercialization. So after high school, headed off to college, I assume?
Yes, went to Colby Community College for a year. I was going to be a vet, so I went out there for pre-vet and was on the drill team and changed my major real fast and transferred into Fort Hays State University and changed to ag business.
So the whole vet tech program, it just didn't pan out or the drill team didn't work out?
Either one.
Neither one worked.
Yeah, it was too far from home. I was a homebody, and Colby was not that far, but yet it was far. So
for a farm kid, that 3-4 hours can seem like an eternity away.
Yeah, it was a good program. It's a good school, but I just changed. I did an internship for a vet, and we just started talking about success rates of your debt load and the future of getting into K-State vet, and I said, okay, I'm not that smart, so it's on to the next thing.
Well, it's, you know, I think they still deal with that today. And we've talked in different programs that we do here that, you look at the amount of debt that a veterinarian student has when they graduate is significant. And I think that has left a lot of kids like yourself thinking, yeah, maybe this isn't the road I want to go down. And particularly when you're talking about general practice in a rural area where you can't charge $1,000 for a cat surgery that they do, and in urban and metropolitan areas, a little harder to get that student loan paid off or that debt. So Fort Hays, I take it, was a better experience.
Absolutely, yes. A good program and a growing program. I was just out there last week. They've built on to that college tremendously since I graduated in December of 2005. And their ag program's strong, highly recommend it. Their nursing program's strong, teaching program's strong. So Fort Hays was a good choice. Small classes yet, but very affordable.
It's interesting to me. Some refer to it as an Ivy League school in the Plains. There are some liberal thoughts that come out of parts of that institution, but that don't always maybe set the best with some of the rural community in Kansas. But they've been progressive. They've had a number of different leaders in the president of the college there, but. They've been aggressive about getting those central and western Kansas kids in there and growing the population and keeping it somewhat reasonable in cost relative to a couple of other major universities in the state.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your time there, ag business, obviously, other things that you were involved in, campus activities or anything?
I was involved in block and bridle pretty heavily, and then just intramural sports. I didn't do much of anything else. I was on the fast road to adulthood, so I wasn't there long.
Well, there you go.
I got done in college in 3 years, so.
Oh, you didn't spend much time downtown then so much, like.
Not as much as others, yes.
Some of us maybe spent more time and money elsewhere off campus. So, well, cranking that out in 3 years, you didn't have a whole lot of idle time. You had a pretty heavy workload or caseload for classes then.
Yep.
Ag business, anything in particular that really stood out to you while you were there that you learned a lot?
Ag economics, I was mainly trying to be like a loan officer in the banking industry is kind of what my emphasis was on that. If not, you know, running my own business someday is kind of what my thoughts were. So, and then having the agricultural emphasis on that so I could work in the ag industry if I wasn't able to go back, because I knew my operation back home wasn't something that I could graduate and walk back home and make a living off of that. So I wanted to stay in the business aspect, but then with ag as well.
So things have changed a little bit. At some point, you got married. Did that courtship begin in college, or were you out by then?
I was out. I graduated 6 months earlier than him. My husband, Levi, is from the Flush, Kansas area. Wamego.
We're talking big towns now.
We got Tescott
and Flush worked in the same show.
Right. So, but he went to college at Hutchison and on a full ride judging scholarship, and then went to the University of Tennessee in Martin on a full ride judging scholarship. So we met.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, we met afterlife, and come to find out, we have very good family friends, mutual friends that we should have met probably a long time ago, but. I met him in Manhattan, Kansas, in Aggieville one night. He was with his brother coming back from a work trip, and I was there with a lady friend of mine and her significant other. So met afterlife, both graduated, both in our careers.
Already had started something. So first job out of college for you was?
Division Water Resources for the Department of Agriculture. I started in the Stockton field office.
Okay, and that entailed what?
I was an environmental scientist that I worked on groundwater out in western Kansas. So irrigation, worked with some municipalities like the city of Hays, Stockton, you know, the bigger towns that deal with that. Then I worked with the reservoirs. But we have to have metered water in western Kansas because we're an appropriation state. And so I helped manage those water rights for irrigators and then measured the wells every January to see where the groundwater table is in the Ogallala.
Probably not the most. I mean, when you rolled in the car and the decals on the side, I suspect everybody wasn't the happiest to see you.
Some of them were not, but luckily I have an ag background and I have respect for agriculture and farmers. I at least knew not to drive on crops like some of my counterparts.
Predecessors had.
Yeah. So at least I could talk to them about, and I understand the livelihood that they're trying to produce food for the world and then also make a living. So I had a little bit better understanding for it. And back then, things weren't as critical. I mean, it was critical, but right now we're in a critical state again, headed into another drought. So.
Sounds good. We'll be back for the next segment on the front porch after this.